Saturday morning, it's Trina here. Paul Merriman is back from askpaul.ie. Morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. How are things?
I have a question. Mortgages, right? New rules now. You can now borrow a little bit more.
Yes, you can. So the central bank changed the rules on borrowing late last year. So those rules are you now borrow up to 4 times your annual salary. So someone on €50,000, before this rule came in, you can only borrow 3.5 times your salary. But now, like I said, you can borrow 4 times your salary, which is great. And same, obviously, if you have a couple, you put the 2 salaries together and multiply it by 4. So it gives people a little bit more money. There's also loads of decent government schemes out there as well. At the moment, you still have the Help to Buy training, which is great. So if you're buying a new build of a builder, you're building your own house, a self-build, you can get up to €30,000 back in taxes that you paid over the last 4 years. 10% of the value of the property, and it's up to a maximum of 500k of the value, but the cap is €30,000. So if you're buying a house for, you know, 450k, you need a 10% deposit, which is 445k, which you only get 30,000 to Help to Buy. So you bridge that €15,000 shortfall in that example.
Okay.
And if you're going for a property that's 250,000, if you can find somewhere in the country for that price, you know, you need 25 grand deposit, and then you get that 10% back off the Help to Buy. It is good. It's been kind of overdue, in my opinion.
Speaking of being late, are you finding, because you do mortgages there at AskPaul, and are you finding that people coming in to get advice about mortgages are older than they ever were before?
Ah, yes. Yeah. You get a couple of people on the ball and they're kind of early 20s and they've got no massive savings, done really well over COVID-19, trying to get on the property ladder, and that's great. But typically speaking, you know, people are well in their 30s, but they're sitting down and doing consultations for mortgages. Get a few, like I said, early 20s, late 20s, but typically speaking, 30s. And then we get people that are still maybe even mid 40s, late 40s, and still never got on the property ladder.
Right. Is that a big obstacle then once you get to that age? Because you've only got a certain amount of time, don't you, to pay this off?
Got a certain amount of time. Yeah, you do. Now, there's also things like the government, I was about to say, the first home scheme, which is where the government takes a share in your scheme. If you're a first time buyer, or if you're what's called a fresh start, or someone that's been maybe divorced or separated and has no interest in the family home anymore, you can use this scheme as well. That's typically good for people in their, you know, maybe late 40s or whatever, and have gone through a divorce maybe or separation, or else if they're a first time buyer. And that's where the government will take up to 30% of an equity stake in the house with you. So they basically come into with you, and, you know, so let's say, just to keep the figures very simple, let's say the house is worth €400,000 and you've got 80 grand of a shared equity scheme agreement. You know, you loan €320,000 worth of the house and the government loan €80,000. So as you go through, and it's 20%, obviously. So, you know, if you go sell the house for $1 million in 40 years' time, the government would you, know, 20% of that money.
Is that similar to, remember about 20 years ago, there was shared ownership schemes that you could do something, with Dublin City Council and that?
Yeah, something similar. Except in this case, you own the property as well. So you didn't shared ownership as well, but it's a little bit simpler, a little bit easier, this scheme.
Right.
You can also buy the government out at any stage, and it's interest free for the first 5 years or no cost, and after 5 years a very low cost, 1.7%. It's like a management charge, they call it.
That's brilliant, Paul. There's so many people, adults, living, say, with their mom because their marriage has split up, or
they qualify for that. It's really good. And as well as that, the government, if you like, the government are basically stepping in here to say they're the bank of mum and dad, and, you know, that's what they're going to be. They're going to literally give you the money towards the house. So I think it's a really good scheme. I like it. I think I like anything that helps anybody get out of a renting situation or living in someone's box room, or, you know, especially if you're divorced, if you're trying to get the kids, you can't get the kids, your apartment. It's just going to be awful for people. And I was delighted to see the government bring in the Fresh Start rule in there as well. The Fresh Starters can also qualify as well for the other kind of schemes as well. If you look at, like the Help to Buy and the First Home scheme and all these things, there's just so much support, but I think people automatically think there's nothing there because there's so much negativity about the property market in the press. So people automatically think, I'm never going to get a house, or I can't get a house. But there actually is a lot of support out there for people. So we have loads of information on our Instagram page about these. We do loads of webinars during the year as well. So sign up to our newsletter on our website, askpaul.ie, and you'll be invited to these webinars for free. And we just try and educate people about all these different schemes that are out there. You know,
that's really interesting. There's so many people who probably feel like, I'll never be able to get back out there again, and this is it forever. So there are ways and people can move on with their lives. So this 4 times your salary, do you think that that's a little bit scary for people? Like, will they be able to afford their repayments?
Ah, yes, they will. I mean, the big thing that people need to be worried about at the moment is interest rates. So the 4 times your salary, I mean, interest rates from the European Central Bank went up 4 times last year. They're going to keep probably going up this year because the European Central Bank will increase interest rates in order to try and bring down inflation. And people get confused by this. Basically, why they're increasing interest rates is they're sucking money out of your back pocket so you don't spend it in the shops because you're paying it on your mortgage. So it takes the heat out of the economy. So although it's costing you more money, you're not spending as much as aside, therefore the heat comes out of the economy and inflation should fall. That's the thinking behind it in layman terms. Now, The problem is the European Central Bank is saying they're probably going to, you know, try and get inflation back down towards 2 to 3%. I think they'd be very lucky if they do that in the next 12 to 18 months. I'd say it might end up in around, if they do, let's say it is 2.5% or 3%. You're looking for your base rate, as in your interest rate would have to be higher than inflation. So if they get inflation to 2.5%, you'd be expecting your interest rate to be 3 or 3.5%. Now, that's with the European Central Bank. Now, let's look at when interest rates were zero trading. We just go back to last June, they were zero. In June 2022, it was zero. Our banks were charging about 2.7, 2.8% on average on margin on top of that zero.
Mm.
So if they go to 3, that means your rate is going to be 5.7, and that's going to kill half.
God.
Like, it's a horrendous interest rate to be paid.
Yeah.
So you're right. What I recommend that people doing is fix, and fix for the long term, because you get fixed rates out there, 3, 3.5, 3.7, 3.8. I think that's going to be really cheap. It's expensive compared to last year, but I think it's going to be really cheap compared to next year and the coming years.
Yeah.
First-time buyers looking down the property ladder are people that have trackers looking maybe getting out of them, going on fixed rates, or people on variable rates. Shouldn't be on a variable rate, to be fair, unless you're going to clear your mortgage quickly. You need to be fixing and fixing for the long term, and it gives you a financial plan stability as well. You know, what you're going to be paying for the next 10 years, 15 years, or 20 years.
If you're coming to the end of a fixed rate, does that automatically roll on, or do you need to do something?
The bank will automatically write you a trade. And they say you're coming rolling over onto a new, sorry, they give you the option, roll over the fixed rate or a variable rate. They obviously don't pick the variable, go for the fixed rate.
Mm.
And yeah, just fix it for as long as you can, in my opinion.
Okay, and again, if you were to go to another bank, is that like a whole new mortgage application all over again?
It's a whole new mortgage application, but in fairness, it could be much cheaper than what you're being offered by your bank. So although that sounds painful, I could tell by even the way you said that, oh, it's not a whole new mortgage. But in fairness, what I will say is that the mortgage application when you're switching your mortgage isn't as bad, because you have your house. And you're in. Where when you're trying to get a mortgage and trying to find a property, dealing with builders or dealing with agents and sellers, there's none of that hassle. You know,
yeah.
So you still have a solicitor when you're switching. But, you know, it's not as complicated. You're not doing searches and all these different things. So it's a little bit cheaper with a solicitor, and it's way less stressful because you're not worried about trying to move into a house and trying to juggle 5 or 6 different things.
Yeah. Or people outbidding you or whatever, all
yeah,
that stress.
None of that.
Yeah.
None of that carry on. You're in your house, you're sitting there, you're comfortable. Okay, they gather a bit of paperwork. I mean, you're going to another bank to say, look, can you give me 200, 300, 800, whatever your mortgage is? They need to, you know, make sure that you can afford that mortgage, even if they are paying it to somebody else.
Mm.
The check. What catches some people out is that they might be paying the mortgage, say, with permanent ESB and trying to move it to Bank of Ireland, but they might now only have one income, as in someone in the house might be, you know, taking time off to look after the kids, and they mightn't qualify for the new mortgage because they are down to one income, regardless of the fact that they're paying PTSB and everything's fine. So it's always good to you know, book in for consultation and find out what you can or can't do.
Yeah.
And I'd recommend if somebody's coming to a fixed rate, an end of a fixed rate in 2023, get in touch with us or somebody ASAP and getting all the advice. Don't leave it till the day, you know,
yeah.
You get your letter in the post and you need to switch in 2 weeks' time.
So yeah, do your research now. Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, planning needed if you're going to be doing anything mortgage-wise in 2023.
And Paul, how will your age affect your lending power when it goes to getting a mortgage?
So the big thing about your age, Trina, what happens with your age is that you have less time to pay the mortgage. So let's say somebody's going at 50 and they're going to take a mortgage to age 70 years of age. They've got 20 years versus someone that's 40 would have 30 years. And that will affect what's called your affordability to pay the mortgage. The big thing with the banks here is that they always look for the affordability to pay a mortgage. That's a simple thing that the bank wants to look at all the time. Let's say you've got someone that has a 350,000 euro mortgage, just for an example today, and they're going to have an interest rate of, I don't know, just say for argument's sake in the marketplace, say 3.5%. The repayment for them is going to be 2,029 euro for every month, okay, for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
If they're lucky enough to fix it for that rate, but it'd be a little bit more expensive, but just let's roll with that for an example. Now, if I go and I meet someone 10 years later and they go on a 30-year mortgage, their repayment is going to drop to 50 and 70, so they're going to be only paying 50 and 70 a month versus 2 grand a month.
Yeah.
So you have to prove to the bank that you have the affordability. Now, in fairness, most people can show that these days because rents are excruciatingly high.
Yeah.
So you could have someone paying 2 grand or 2.5 grand rent and they're going to a mortgage on 2 grand. So they're actually showing the bank, I have affordability, but I'm also going to be saving money if I get the mortgage. So you're in a good situation then.
Yeah.
But it just means you're going to be paying more. But also, don't forget, when the 20-year mortgage, you're paying less interest. So if you look at the 40-year-old in this case, they've got 30 years to pay their mortgage, they're going to be paying the bank back about 215,000 euro in interest, okay? There's a lot of money just going in interest.
Sorry, just got stuck in the bin there.
I know. But then the 50-year-old, because they've only got a 20-year term, although they're paying 2 grand a month, they're only going to pay 137,000 interest.
Yeah.
So they're actually winning financially with a 20-year term versus a 30-year term.
Yeah.
But it's about that affordability calculation. So some people can show the affordability for $2,000 a month, and he might need a 30-year term. And that's when it can get complicated for people as they get towards kind of late 40s or early 50s. But it still can be done. But that's why, again, getting practical financial planning advice or mortgage advice so early in the year is probably recommended if you're thinking of buying or doing something this year.
And Paul, if you say that you're going to rent out one of the rooms, will the bank take that into account?
No, they won't.
They won't,
People always ask that. They don't really. So actually, I would recommend anyone that can do that, typically people that don't have kids will do it. Maybe first-time buyer starting off, because you can get up to 40 grand a year tax-free there. You know, the government could charge you rental income tax on it. So it's rent the room relief. And don't forget, to get 14 grand in work, you probably need to get a 28 grand salary increase, which not many people are going to negotiate this year. But again, Jimmer mentioned that you're wrong. We've got some really clever, like, you know, we'll say clever kids, not being patronising the 20-year-olds. But from my point of view, my 40s now, looking back at 21s, if you get kids that are kind of 21, in the early 20s, and they're saying, if I buy a house and I rent a room, you know, and they're buying 3-bed houses and they're renting out 2 rooms, you know, and they're getting 14 grand in tax-free and it's paying their mortgage.
Isn't that ideal at that age? I look back now and I think, why wasn't I doing that?
I know, because they're living at home with their parents and saying, this is actually going to cost me nothing, because they get the mortgage over 30 years, you know, I can spread the payments down really low. So in that case, it was 1,400 quid a month, that example it gave me for 350k. Now, the big challenge there is that, obviously, at 21, not many people are earning multiples of income that would get them at 300.
I don't know, you'd be surprised now. I'm hearing some salaries. They're doing really well.
Yeah, there is a lot of people coming out. You know, they might be working, you know, like Google and Microsoft, some of these big tech companies.
Yeah, and pharma sales, I believe, are particularly lucrative. Yeah,
pharma's the same. You know, to be in sales and pharma these days. So there's a lot of people out there that are in their early 20s earning substantial cash, but that's what they can do because they don't have kids and they might need to be in a relationship. So you don't mind getting a 3-bed house somewhere, renting 2 rooms out.
Sure, great crack with your mates there and someone paying the mortgage.
Mortgage free by 30, and now you have a single house with, man, you can use that property to buy another property, etc. So there's really clever ways of setting it up for people that age bracket if you have the income, you know.
Imagine being mortgage free. We can only live in hope. Listen,
are you thinking about being mortgage free and single at 21? It can't rewrite time.
Get into that time machine. Alright, Paul, listen, how can we contact you? You're on Instagram and everything.
Yeah, Instagram is the best place. So askpaul.ie is our Instagram page. Send us a DM and any questions you may have as well. It's a good old system.
Ah, brilliant, Paul. We'll see you very soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Trina.
It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Paul, hang on there a second. We're going to come back to you after the news. Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie giving us all the different schemes where you can apply for a mortgage, even if you've been divorced or separated and you're looking for a fresh start. There are plenty of schemes available. Paul is also talking about how to switch your mortgage and get a better rate. So more coming up. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.